Get autographed copies of New York Times bestselling author Cynthia Bryan's books at www.starstyleradio.com. Get inspired and motivated to be your best self with Be the Star You Are, 99 gifts, and Be the Star You Are for teens. Buy cases at a deep discount to give away as gifts and premiums. Visit www.starstyleradio.com or call 925-377-STAR. 925-377-STAR. 925-377-STAR.
Have a plan for your life. You've set goals. You know where you want to go. Congratulations on finding Star Style. Be the star you are. Our vibrant hosts, passion, purpose, and possibility producer Cynthia Bryan and her energetic daughter, healthy living specialist Heather Brittany, share the best roads, fastest detours, and successful strategies for a life worth living. Reach your potential with their personal achievement coaching, miracle moments, inspiring guests, titillating interviews, and business bites. Be introduced to new books and innovative ideas that encourage you to live a positive, sustainable lifestyle while achieving your dreams. Ignite your power. Make a difference in the world and shoot for the stars. It's the Power Hour of living, loving, laughing, and learning. On Star Style, be the star you are. Lend us your ears. The party starts now.
Never say never. Live your dream.
Well, hello, Power Partners. Welcome to Star Style, be the star you are. It's another bright and beautiful day. My name is Cynthia Bryan, and I am your host and personal growth coach and your goddess gardener. Today, we have an amazing show for you coming live on the Voice America Network, and you are going to be meeting Jackson Madnick, who spent years researching a combination of 7 seed grasses from around the world that will need a minimal of water and mowing. His company is called Pearls Premium, and it could be the answer to pulling out our lawns that we're being told to pull out. So I'm really excited to talk with Jackson today and his little dog, Zoe, because we're going to get to watch the waterless grass grow. We're also going to talk about what to do in the fall garden and also about exercise. Do you enjoy keeping your body, mind, and spirit in shape? Because there's nothing better for the soul than, you know, shaking your body, dancing around like a wild person, and also just being the best that you possibly can be because you feel so great. The miracle moment for today is from William Cullen Bryan. This is Go Forth Under the Open Sky and Listen to Nature's Teachings. How true that is. This show is really all going to be about nature and how we can be, you know, ecologically friendly, environmentally great stewards of the earth, and how we can also live beautifully in our gardens. Now, there are a couple of things before we get started that I thought it would be kind of fun to talk about, because sometimes we want to know when are the best times to get big savings for high-priced items. And, you know, Jackson will talk about how you can get his premium Pearls Premium seeds, you know, at a discount at certain times of the year. But here's kind of what some of the shopping experts say. Airline tickets, you're going to get the lowest price for a domestic flight if you book it 47 days in advance. Now, the prime booking window is 114 to 27 days before departure. And then fares are highest within the last 14 days. And probably you already know that. But if you're in the market for appliances, you know, the new models hit stores in September and October, so older models are cleared out right before then. So you want to think about President's Day, Memorial Day, Labor Day, Black Friday. I mean, there's definitely different times during the year that you can do it and when they have sales. As far as cars and trucks, you're going to get the best price on a new vehicle early in the fall when the new models arrive. And dealers are offering discounts, cash rebates, and usually low or no interest financing on prior models. Also, you can negotiate your deal at the end of the month because that's when dealers need to make their sales quotas. bicycles. You're going to get best deals in January and February, and there's usually good markdowns in September. So you might want to get out your calendar and write down some of these dates. If you're looking for a big screen TV, it's Thanksgiving week. It has the best prices on high def TVs. Plus, doorbusters are up to 50% off. Some name brands run deals around the Super Bowl to make room for new models. As far as computers go, and you know, it seems that we need a computer at some of the weirdest times, right? But laptops are discounted in late March, early April, as the Asian manufacturing cycle ends, and August and September for back to school, then Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday. And you can get deals on Apple gear when the new models come out, or save on a refurbished model or more one that's more than a year old. Now, cruises. A lot of people like to take cruises, and it seems to be becoming more popular. If you book a cruise 9 months to a year ahead, you're going to get the best price and the best cabin. And it's probably best to use an agent with cruise experience, because they're the ones that always get the discounts. Now, as far as furniture goes, it's January, July, and President's Day. Now, barbecues, I got a new barbecue this year. Prices drop, and this makes sense, after Labor Day. But the best deals are in October because there's less selection. And you might even go later into November or December when they actually put them, you know, on closeout. Jewelry, forget about Valentine's Day. The best sales are in May after Mother's Day, as well as July and August. Those are times, where I guess, when people aren't getting married as often. Lawnmowers, retailers cut prices in early spring with deals peaking in April. And there's also discounts for Father's Day and clearances after Labor Day. Mattresses, and you should get a new one probably every 10 years, they say. That's a shop on President's Day, Labor Day, and Memorial Day. That's for the best selection and the best discounts. And then outdoor furniture, prices are rock bottom in October and November, and then again on the clearances that you might see in December. You're going to pay a little more at the late summer sales, so you want to wait until late fall. Refrigerators, I have no idea why May would be the best month, but again, everything after Mother's Day. And then wedding dresses, I found this one to be really interesting. Bridal shops cut their prices in early December because they want to make room for all that new inventory, because the biggest proposals are made around the holidays. So that's some shopping news for you. If you are interested, make sure to write that onto your calendar. Now, it's for a gardening guide for fall. Autumn is with us, and the sun is still rather scorching our soils outside. You know, heat is here during the day. The nights offer a little bit of chilly dew. But this is the best season to take care of garden chores before the winter arrives. And here in California, with the drought a forever threat, we are all seeking ideas for a low-maintenance garden that is going to thrive with as little care and as little water as possible. And it's clear that we need to stand under the open sky to listen and look at what Mother Nature is telling us about the future in the outdoors. My suggestion is to visit your favorite nursery or garden center and talk to the professionals. You want to choose plants that are appropriate for your soil, your sun, and your shade requirements. You want to determine whether you have a sun or shade garden by watching it at different times of the day, how much moisture each area needs, and then you pick the plants that will flourish in those conditions. For example, sun-loving specimens such as canna, lamb's ear, geranium, salvia, fountain grass, and boxwood, planted densely, they'll outcompete weeds while providing you with an elegant and a low-maintenance area. You can plant the clump-forming fountain grass and the evergreen shrub boxwood towards the back, with the fragrant sweet alyssum as a border in colors of pink, cream, purple, and white. Put those in the front because that is more of a ground cover. Then if you add the woolly silver evergreen lamb's ear with its spikes of purple, it's going to look so great with the salvia and those tall spikes of robust perennial canna that come in red, yellow, or orange. Now, geraniums are always a perennial favorite. They come in many different cluster colors, red, pink, white, purple, and they offer continuous blooms above bright green leaves spring through midwinter. And when it comes to time to prune them, I just prune them to the ground. I usually do that in the cold of winter after the first frost. And then it seems like it really works out very, very well, because then they'll sprout back in the springtime. Now, other low-maintenance plants for full sun include Russian sage, Rosa rugosa, daylilies, rudbeckia, and a shade garden, you might want to consider hosta, Latin rose, and ferns. My Latin rose, even though they start blooming around Lent, that's why they're called Lenten rose, or around the Easter season, they're still blooming right now. Then if your soil is extremely dry, succulents, including hen and chicks, lavender, sedum, St. John's wort are easy choices, while astilbe and Japanese iris will prosper in wet soil. A recirculating water feature, a waterfall, or a pond is going to keep the pollinators around while adding a very calming residence to your environment. So make sure that you have your sunflowers, your corn stalks, and different things in your garden. Hold on to them when you want to decorate for the different colors of the fall. Some other things that you may want to start doing is move baskets and pots to a shady area when the Indian summer is the hottest. Prune your berry vines hard after you have harvested the fruit for easier picking next season. Order spring bulbs from catalogs now for planting, and then pick sorrel to add to salad and sauces and soups. Now, as far as bulbs go, here in California, we can plant bulbs November, December, January. I like to stagger them, and then you have a longer bulb blooming season come spring and early summer. It's time to deadhead, though, all the spent annuals. Now, you can propagate your geranium and your pelargoniums by cutting back your non-blooming stems and planting them in the damp soil. You want to destroy any invasive star thistle that may have taken root in your garden. The animals and birds are not going to eat it, and it must not be added to your compost pile. This is a great time to start buying trees that are boasting the autumn colors. So you can visit the nurseries to check out the fall selections of plants and bulbs. There are so many tulip categories that you may want to have, like the giant Darwin hybrids, the lily flowering, the parrot peony, the heirloom, the fringe, the crispa, the single or the double. But make sure to cool them in the refrigerator for at least 6 to 10 weeks before planting. And then other bulbs to buy at this time of year include narcissi, and there's equal amount of varieties, sizes, shapes, and colors. Amaryllis, paper whites, crocus, scilla, iris, allium, peonies, and of course, Asiatic lilies. And that's just for starters. Now, you also want to check around your house for fire hazards and flammable materials, because we're still in fire season, and that'll happen until the rains come. Fertilize your begonias and roses for more blooms, because here in California, you'll get blooms on your roses until you hard prune back in January. Time to transplant the calendulas, the Iceland poppies, dianthus, forget-me-nots, primroses, Shasta daisies, agapanthus, and of course, daylilies. And you can freeze or can any of your extra harvest of fruit and vegetables. And don't forget to eat the flowers of chives, garlic, basil, mint, dill, and other flowering herbs. They look delicious and pretty in salads. And then rake your leaves into a compost pile. And then if you have any eggshells, food scraps, coffee grinds, you know, you'll make a really great compost. It'll be just stupendous. And save your sunflower seeds to feed the birds, as well as to sow for next season. Now, when we come back from break, we're going to be talking about our lawns, because I really am a lawn ranger, and I want to save our lawns. And I think I've met the man who is going to help us have lush, glorious, waterless grass growing under our feet. His name is Jackson Maddock. His product is Pearls Premium. We're going to hear all about it when we come back. You are listening to Star Style, Be the Star You Are. My name is Cynthia Bryan, and we're coming to you live on the Voice America Network. Don't go away. This is going to be fun. And his dog, Zoe, I believe, is with him too. Back in a bit.
Star You Are. The star you are. Be the star you are.
us on Twitter for more great ideas at Voice America Empowerment.
Are you seeking a dynamo speaker for your meeting, conference, or organization? Internationally recognized keynote speaker and New York Times bestselling author and lifestyle coach, Cynthia Bryan, will bring her energetic expertise, passionate professionalism, and ebullient personality to your event. Hailed as an expert in lifestyle, women's issues, self-help, personal balance, leadership, media, gardening, and interior design topics, Cynthia Bryan is a popular empowerment keynote speaker around the world, lecturing to audiences of 100 to 5,000. For rates and bookings, call 925-377-STAR, 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 and visit www.cynthiabryan.com. When you want the best, book Cynthia Bryan, www.cynthiabryan.com.
This business of show business is calling out to me.
Get started acting or modeling with a consultation from media coach extraordinaire Cynthia Bryan, who has guided entertainment careers for over two decades. Call 925-377-STAR or visit www.cynthiabryan.com. Pick up a copy of her award-winning book, The Business of Show Business, and start living your dreams today. Call 925-377-STAR, 925-377-STAR.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Be the star you are. You are the star.
Plug in your headphones and tune in to enlightening interviews with acclaimed authors and success experts as our Oprah of the airwaves, Cynthia Bryan, gabs with the gurus. Lend us your ears for the Power Hour on Star Style. Be the star you are. Now, here's Cynthia Bryan.
Find all you need in a light that shines.
Well, I sure appreciate you staying with us here on Star Style, Be the Star You Are. Well, we're coming to you live on the Voice America Network, the Empowerment Channel, where we bring you the pioneers on the planet, the people who are making a difference for our lives, the stewards of the earth, the people who are changing things so that we may live more sustainable and happy lives. Well, one of those persons that I'm going to introduce you to today is Jackson Madnick and his service dog, Zoe. Now, Jackson is a well-respected entrepreneur, citizen scientist, and he has spent many years, about a dozen years, researching how to save water and how to create a new grass seed. He has won so many national awards. He's been commended by two past U.S. presidents, President Bush, the first one, and President Clinton as well, has received praises from the United Nations and Vice President Al Gore, the National League of Cities, and this is just to name a bit. But he's with us today to tell us about this new discovery that he has created called Pearls Premium, and it's going to save us time, money, water, and we get to have a lawn, and I'm so excited about it, and I can't wait to plant it. Welcome, Jackson, to Star Style. Be the star you are.
Hi there. It's a pleasure to be on here. Thank you. And
I'm so happy to have you.
Invention. I'm sorry?
Yeah, well, I'm just so happy to have you on because I have a long love affair with lawns, and so I'm very out of fashion right now because here in California, especially, as you know, we're in the midst of a terrible drought, and we are being told to pull out our lawns, to plant, you know, drought-resistant plants, or just put in gravel, and this just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. I keep thinking there's got to be a way. Then I had the great opportunity to meet you at the National Gardening Symposium, and you just opened a light in my world. I want you to tell us about Pearls Premium. I know you named it after your mother. Tell us about how it began. You had told me the story about looking out your window to your pond and realizing that you had to do something. Give us a little backstory.
Yeah, I've always loved grass all my life, but I've always hated everything about it. I like the look, but I don't like all the water it uses, the chemicals, the runoff, the sound of lawnmowers, etc. And my local pond in Wayland, Mass. Was choked with invasive weeds, and someone talked me into joining the local surface water quality committee. And I took a weekend crash course in lake and pond management, and I found out that up to 80% of the lawn care chemicals, if you use lawn care chemicals on your lawn, they run off the lawn, down the street on the hard surfaces, and end up in the local pond just to feed the invasive weeds out of control. And so the lawn chemical was the problem. And also I found out there was all kinds of health risks associated with lawn care chemicals, everything from learning and behavioral problems for children to Alzheimer's, Parkinson's disease, asthma, sexual dysfunction, cancer, and leukemia. So lawn chemical was the problem. I wanted to see what was the solution to not have to use lawn care chemical and also to use less water. So because there wasn't an existing low-maintenance, low-water, no-chemical grass on the planet, I did a little research. I found out about the four smartest guys in turf science with, you know, PhDs in that area. And I engaged them over a number of years. And we looked at areas of the country where it got down to zero in the winter and over 100 in the summer, where the ancient native grasses got used to a wider temperature range, so didn't need to resort to going brown and dormant. So from these native grasses in North America, nothing, you know, made in a lab, nothing GMO, we derived seven seeds that were more drought, disease, bug, and salt tolerant. And then we grew close to 10,000 variations on those seven seeds. And it took a long time. It took 7,500 trials and 5.5 years.
Wow.
One batch that interacted to create two very interesting phenomena. One is these seeds in these exact proportions covered under our patent slows down the grass. So you only mow it once every 4 to 6 weeks instead of every week. And the other interactive phenomena is it forced what would normally be 4 or 6 inch roots to grow 12 to 14 inch roots. So between the very deep roots and the very slow growth, it takes 1/4 of the water of any other grass on the planet. And in many places, you can put it in and just water to get established, and you seldom or never water it again. And during a drought, when everyone else in the neighborhood has a brown lawn, you've got the only lawn that's green, a lawn without guilt. And it has a number of other interesting things, besides the fact that you mow it only once every 4 to 6 weeks, and it takes 1/4 of the water of other grass and stays green year-round without chemicals. It never needs chemicals to stay green. So it's safer for your children, your animals, and the environment. And lastly...
You know, it sounds like such a miracle grass, Jackson, and I know that you are a big animal lover, too, because you travel with your service dog, Zoe, everywhere that you go. But what I was really excited about, too, is that you told me that people do not have to rip out their existing lawns or turf, that there are steps you can do where you can reseed it. Will you share a little bit of that information? Because I know that you have to figure out what your pH is and you cut the grass low, but that's a huge, that saves a lot of work and energy if people can just reseed, because it's a great time of year to be doing that right now.
Yes. Fall is the best time of year to plant our grass or any grass, especially this deep root grass. And you don't tear up your lawn. All you do is you cut it short, rake away the clippings, spread the seed, and a little bit of organic fertilizer to help start the seeds, and then water it every day to get established. You water it for 3 to 4 weeks every day in the morning. And then for a week, you water it every other day. And then a week, you water it twice a week, and then down to once a week. And in many areas of the country, after it has a little more water, You never have to water again after getting established. In places like California, in the heat of summer, you water just once or twice a week. There's actually a fellow who has that grass in the Mojave Desert of Southern California, where it gets up to 125 degrees during the day. He used to, he's a guy from Connecticut who, as he told me, I want my damn grass, even though he shouldn't have grass in extreme desert. And
right, right. And he
used to water his grass three times a day, morning, afternoon, and night, and seven days a week, or 21 waterings a week. With our grass in summer, he waters it just three mornings, went from 21 waterings to three mornings. He spent $300 on grass seed, and his first year saved $8,000 on his water bill. And his grass generally pays back for itself in only 2 weeks from the dramatic savings in mowing, water, and fertilizer. It never needs chemical fertilizer.
Now, Jackson, could people sow the seed? You know, they rake the clipping, you know, mow it low, rake the clippings, throw the seeds, add the fertilizer. Could they wait and plant it when rains come? Or is it better if you're regulating your own water as opposed to when it's raining? Or would it grow if it was raining as well?
Well, it'll grow when it's raining as well. The best time of year to plant is when the soil temperature, not the air temperature, is between 50 and 70 degrees Fahrenheit. And you can find out in the soil temperature lags a little bit behind the air temperature. So in the areas like California, it's best to plant in early November. In areas of the Northeast, you can still plant for, and Midwest, you can still plant for a couple weeks. And in places, hot places like California and down south, you can plant from November to January as the best time of year, and or early spring is the next best time of year. You want to get it going early as you can in the fall or the winter, if it's, you know, in warmer places, so that by summer it's growing 12 to 14 inch roots. So it needs only a fraction of the water of any other grass and stays green without chemicals.
Well, and I saw these beautiful pictures. You have now installed something like over 300,000 lawns, or I mean, when I don't mean you installed it, but Pearl's Premium is responsible for the seeds of that.
Mm-hmm.
And it grows equally well all over the United States, Canada, and Europe, and you're going to be selling it in Europe fairly soon. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. It's being used in homes, residential places, commercial places, and municipal sites as well. And there's actually two ways for the cutting. You either cut it between 3 and 4 inches high, and it stands up and looks like a beautiful manicured lawn. Or you don't cut it at all, and after it gets about 6 inches tall, it can support its own weight, very soft and lush, and it flops over sideways to be a 3 to 4 inch high no-mow type of meadow that you never mow. And so some people, for their backyards, they just let it lean over and never mow it, and other people for their front or side yards, they cut it, you know, once every 4 to 6 weeks as a manicured lawn. And the last thing that's important is because of the density of the grass and the 12 to 14 inch roots, it actually sequesters four times the carbon to any soil. That's pulling carbon out of the air, bringing it down, and releasing it into the soil. If this was widespread, we could help put a dent in global warming and climate change, besides saving, you know, 3/4 of the water of the planet.
That is really, really big news. I mean, this is something that definitely the world needs to know about, because we have to find a way not only to save water. I mean, I think we're going to be having water wars pretty soon, but also, as you said, to eliminate the chemicals. We have 80% is a chemical runoff, and that's polluting our ponds and our rivers and our oceans, then we are really in big trouble. So now you've won many, many awards for this, and you're traveling around the country talking about it. It is sold in a lot of different stores. I mean, you had mentioned that some Costco's had it, Whole Foods, or people can order it directly from you. I want to give that website, which is pearlspremium.com. That's pearls with an S, P-E-A-R-L-S, premium.com. But is it in the same stores throughout the United States, or is it in different markets? You know, it's different stores.
Well, right now, it's just in the northeast of Whole Foods supermarkets. This past spring, it was in 135 Costco stores. But right now, they're all sold out. And it's in different quality garden centers all over the country. But the best way to get it right now is from pearlspremium.com, as you mentioned, pearlspremium.com.
I think that's probably the best way, too. Now, one thing we should mention is you have two different seeds, too. You have seeds for shade and seeds for sun. So do people really have to analyze their shade and their sun? When you say sun, how many hours a day of sun does that lawn require? And when you say shade, are we talking about deep shade? What do people really need to know?
Well, our sunshade... I'm sorry, a bit of a sinus infection right now. It's not contagious or anything. It's just annoying, a little cough. I'm sorry.
But that's okay. We won't get it over the radio anyway.
Okay. Can't catch it over the radio. That's good.
No, we can't catch it over the radio, but
anyway.
we want people to think about this lush lawn that they could have.
Yes. Well, the sunshade mix grows almost everywhere. And then we have a sun mix if it's, you know, full blast sun all day long, and a deep shade, a shade mix for under trees in practically in the dark where nothing has ever grown before. And but for most people, the sunshade mix will work quite well.
So it comes in
5 pound and 25 pound bags.
Now, and, you know, you also were saying that it's not just for residential use, but it's also for municipal use. So we could actually contact our cities. We could get it used in parks or golf courses or any place where grass is grown. I mean, in the area where I am in Northern California now, the water district is actually giving rebates if you'll pull out your lawn and put in gravel or anything else. You know, they're giving rebates.
Right.
And it's really sad to drive around, and all the lawns are completely brown. So this is something that I think would be so helpful, not just to the homeowners, but to the cities and to businesses and companies, you know, again, like the golf courses, that are already letting their lawns go.
Right. Well, in golf courses, you can't cut this grass short. It wants to be 3 to 3.5 inches tall. So it won't, in golf courses, it won't work for the fairway or the green, but for the rough around the clubhouse, the driving range. And
it works
everywhere except for in sports fields where you have metal cleats, and that kind of tears up the grass. But it was formulated to be not only low maintenance, low water, but barefoot soft. It's about the softest grass on the planet. Under bare feet, it's deliciously soft. And it stays green year-round.
To me, Jackson, that's one of the joys of having a lawn is, you know, doing the somersaults and the cartwheels and playing croquet and running on the lawn barefoot or just sitting on a lawn or having a picnic. And that makes me so sad to think that we have to give all of that up if we're going to tear out lawns or let it go brown. But now with Pearls Premium, we have a solution. Now, something else, you just brought up a good point about you can't really do cleats, but it's still fine for kids to play on, right? So for a backyard, if kids are throwing a frisbee or they're playing with their dog, that's okay?
Yeah, it's absolutely good for kids and animals to play on. In fact, it's more dog-friendly than any other grass because it's really healthy. Dogs and cats love to nibble on this grass. And because of the 12 to 14 inch roots, if the dog pee burns the top couple inches, the lower roots are intact, so it doesn't show up yellow spots on the grass like most lawns do when the dog pees on it. And you just have to keep the dog off for about a month or so for it to get established before you can let them run, pee, and play on the grass. And so some people have dogs, they just cordon off part of the yard, plant the grass there, wait a month, and then do the other half of the yard. So the dog still has a place to play. But you have a nicer, greener, softer lawn that stays green year-round. In fact, a funny thing is some of the people in the country during extreme droughts, they have the only green lawns in the neighborhood. And you know, a couple of our customers have said that the police came by wanting to write them $150 or $200 fine for having a green lawn because they thought they were sneaking watering in the middle of the night, and they had to just show the water bill that they had a normal water bill, and it was Pearl's Premium, the reason that their lawn was green when everyone in the neighborhood is brown.
So, Jackson, I was just wondering, how does Zoe like it? How does Zoe love being on the grass?
It's funny. I've been traveling all over the country. A few years ago, I did a national tour where I gave free workshops in 25 cities and drove about 25, 30,000 miles.
Oh, my God.
Everywhere. Yeah, it was a bit of an interesting experience seeing national monuments and talking to people all over the country about sustainability and so on. And everywhere we stopped, where we visited our local lawns, Zoe, my dog, would tell immediately from the smell of the grass. It has a different smell, at least the dogs, than other grass. It's all native, natural, organic. And Zoe runs big circles and figure eights on the grass and leaps and jumps, and she's quite happy. And I find most other dogs are much happier with this grass, you know, because it has no chemicals and it's native. There's also another thing that we don't talk about much because the grass almost sounds too good to be true.
Right. But, I was going to bring that up because I know there's going to be naysayers out there, Jackson, who are going to say, yeah. Oh, yes, Cynthia, Jackson, yeah, this, and, you know, when it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. But, you know, tell us why it is true.
Well, because it grows 12 to 14 inch roots, and because it grows very slow, there's 300,000 people in the country who can verify this is the real McCoy. And we've had rave reviews from people who've actually grown our grass and tested it. Everything from Poplar Science magazine, they grew about 40 grasses for a year to see what was the lowest water and lowest maintenance grass. And Poplar Science magazine, after a year, declared as the lowest water, lowest maintenance grass on the planet. Also, This Old House gave us a rave review. Bob Beeler, who used to be on the television show This Old House, the Boston Museum of Science gave us an award for being one of the three most important patented inventions to come out of New England, even though it grows in all 50 states. And we won the Worldwide Mass Challenge Award. And that's a competition like the X Prize for major innovation. And they thoroughly tested, vetted us, and checked to make sure that we were for real before they gave us the award. There were 446 entries from 26 countries, and we won the Mass Challenge for Innovation Award first prize.
Well, Jackson, congratulations on that. Obviously, your years and years of research and your dedication have really paid off, because I know that, you know, that garden experts on many, many media networks, you know, ABC, CBS, NBC, Fox, all of them, they've been giving you rave reviews. And for those of you who are just joining us, we are talking to Jackson Magnick. He is the entrepreneur, the founder, the researcher, and the person behind Pearl's Premium. It's P-E-A-R-L-S Premium, P-R-E-M-I-U-M.com. And it is a grass seed that sounds like it is too good to be true, but the reason is that it really does work. And I will be letting you know. You know, Jackson, I'm on the Yelp Elite Squad, and I can't wait to grow this seed and be able to write a rave review about Pearl's Premium because I am such a lover of grass. Now, I wanted to ask you something else because I know besides what you are doing, I mean, you have been a conservationist and a person who cares about the planet literally your whole life. It sounds like your mother, you know, started you on that route. But you do free workshops all over the country, and you share 17 tips of how people can live 25 years longer and how dogs can live 5 years longer. And I'm a big person that believes in, you know, healthy mind, body, and spirit. Is it possible that you can tell us a little bit about what you address when you talk to people around the country?
Right. I give 17 tips, and this is according to at least six sources that confirm these 17 tips. And the most important thing that you can possibly do is to get 20 minutes of aerobic exercise every day. And
right.
That can add as much as 12 to 16 years to your life. Some of the other things are, you know, like the old song, eliminate the negative, accentuate the positive, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
Right.
Talk
that was
to people
be positive.
About
be positive.
Eliminating toxins in their life and filter your water can add years to your life. Simple things like flossing your teeth, you can add up to 6 years to your life.
That one I think is a really important one, Jackson. People don't realize how important the flossing is because there's so much bacteria in our mouth.
Yeah, because otherwise it gets a bacterial system that affects you. There's also having a dog or cat is an interesting thing that will add, on average, 6 years to your life. And then eating certain foods that are organically, some foods don't matter. They can be conventional, like avocados, thick-skinned things like oranges, grapefruit. Yeah. And some things like meat, milks, a bunch of strawberries, peaches. Peaches are the worst. They have 45 pesticides on them. You have to eat them organically. But there's actually 17 tips. And if you add them all up, it adds 130 years to your life. But you can't do that.
I've been reading that children born today can actually have the potential to live to almost 150 if they don't get hit by, you know, a vehicle or something weird.
Yeah.
So to me, it makes sense that if you eat right, live right, take care of yourself, exercise, play on the right grass without the chemicals, that we should be able to live longer.
Right. And again, I have 17 tips in my workshop, but if you do any three or four of those tips of the 17, you can add 25 years to your life, and some of the tips apply to dogs, where you can add 5 years to their life,
besides exercising our body, I'm a big believer, you know, we have to exercise our mind, we have to read books and take classes, study a foreign language, you know, do something new every day, constantly be expanding and growing, and then, of course, the same thing with your spirit, because your body and mind are vessels for your spirit. So if you want a joie de vivre, you know, you have to really believe in it. And as you said, accentuate the positive. Look for the good things in life.
Yeah, I mean, spending a little time every day talking to people, not and socializing, not being to yourself and just focused on your phone, your computer, that kind of thing. It's important to integrate with people. And those are just a couple of things. You know, when we have more time, if we have another show, I can go over the 17.
Well, I'm a big believer that we have only one body, one mind, one spirit in this lifetime. So how we maintain them is really up to us. And we have that potential. We have the ability and the responsibility. But, Jackson, again, I just want to thank you so much for taking those years of research to invent this grass seed, Pearls Premium, that could really change the landscape of our country as well as other countries with similar climates as Europe, you know, like Europe and Canada, because for all of us who really like turf grass and who like being outside, this offers a healthy, sustainable alternative that's good for the planet and good for people and pets. And what more can we ask for than that, right?
Yeah. Well, I want to give a special offer to your listeners and your program, which is a wonderful program all about solutions for the planet. And if people go to a website and order Pearls Premium, that they put in the code Blue Moon, like once in a blue moon, and it's all just one word, B-L-U-E-M-O-O-N, that they will get a 20% discount. And basically free shipping for the next month if they put in that code of Blue Moon.
That's really huge. Blue Moon, put in the code, go to pearlspremium.com. Yes, because people will be listening to the show in the archives as well. And I'm sure that, you know, there's lots of people that are always going to be skeptical. And then when they see that it really works, they're going to definitely want to get on board with this Pearls Premium seed. So Blue Moon is the code for 20% off and free shipping at pearlspremium.com. Well, Jackson, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to be with us here on Star Style, Be the Star You Are, and we sure appreciate it. And I'm going to keep our listeners informed of the progress of the grass that I will be growing, and I'll be writing an article about it and having pictures and all of that. So everyone, you'll be able to follow along. And Jackson, thank you so much for what you're doing and for traveling this this good United States to let people know that they can have a great grass at something that is going to be good for them and good for our planet. It's really wonderful. PearlsPremium.com.
And our grass is all about doing good. We give away a significant amount of our sales to different organizations having to do with environmental education, children, and the environment. And we're giving away tons of grass to Habitat for Humanity and Jimmy Carter. So the grass may be coming to a neighborhood near you soon. To help someone in need.
Well, thank you so much, and thank you for giving back to charity. This show is brought to the airwaves under the auspices of Be the Star You Are 501c3 charity. So we really appreciate everyone who cares about taking care of other people by donating to a nonprofit of their choice. So, Jackson, thank you again for being on the show. That is Jackson Madnick. Again, go to pearlspremium.com and check it out. And if you're buying seeds, you can put in the code Blue Moon, and you'll get a 20% discount, and you will get free shipping. Until we speak again, Jackson, have a fantastic rest of the season.
It's a pleasure. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Jackson, for being with us. Well, and thank you. We're so glad that all of you have been listening to us. I just want to give a couple of quick things about exercise, because as I was saying, it's so important, and as Jackson was saying, it's so important to exercise if we want to add years to our brains and our bodies. So, you know, our brains need oxygen to function, so the best way to get it is to set your heart pumping. But if it's no fun and you have to tell yourself, I must exercise, you're just not going to do it. So let's find something that is fun for you. Now, my exercise program is kind of no program. You know, I play with my animals, my goats, my geese. I'll ride the horses. I bale hay. you know, I'll take hikes. Mostly I work in the garden, or I muck the barn, haul wood, swim, clean the house, those kinds of things. But that's all exercise. So if you walk upstairs instead of taking the escalator or elevator, if you're a gardener and you're pruning trees, that's a sport. Now, I love to play softball. My husband and I played on a co-ed softball team for years. That was really, really fun. But the benefits of exercise outweigh the risks. So remember that your body belongs to you, and it's your responsibility to keep it in peak condition. And if you expect it to function well, you have to get out there and shake your booty. Now, if power walking seems intimidated, then take a pleasure walk. And as I said, swim, bicycle, horseback ride, vacuum, go dancing. But just give yourself permission to be fit in any way. As I was saying to Jackson, I think exercising your mind is so important. We can't lose our imaginations. And as long as we keep our brains active, like our bodies, they're going to stay healthy. So, again, stay away from the junk food and exercise your mind by reading books, taking classes, getting involved in a club, watching films, go to museums, sports events, having long discussions with people. That is important. And your spirit. It is very important that you believe in something outside of yourself. Meditate. You know, your spirit is your soul. It's the deep essence of who you are. So be an outgoing person in some way, and be exciting, be energetic, and then get out there and roll on the grass. But I have to tell you, I'm really excited about this Pearls Premium, and I'm not giving a commercial here. I just love lawn, and I've been hunting for it for a long time, and this seems to be the solution. So stay tuned, and I will keep you posted on other shows on how the lawn is growing. Now, thank you so much for being great listeners and allowing me into your life every week. Stay tuned to Star Style, Be the Star You Are. We're with you every Wednesday live, 4 to 5 p.m. on the Voice America Network, the Empowerment Channel. If you'd like to make a donation to Be the Star You Are charity, visit BeTheStarYouAre.org. And if you'd like to know more about Star Style or get a coaching, go to StarStyleRadio.net. My aim is always to encourage, inspire, inform, amuse, motivate you, and to have you cherish the past, dream of the future, but celebrate today. And until next week, when we play again right here on our radio playground, remember that love always wins, kindness always prevails, and smiles will keep you happy. My name is Cynthia Bryan. This is Star Style. I thank you and encourage you to be the star you are. Dream, create, inspire, and make a difference. And visit pearlspremium.com and pick up your seeds. Type in Blue Moon. Make this a great week, and we'll be together next Wednesday, 4 to 5. Thanks for joining me.
Be the star you are. The star you are. Be the star you are. You are.
It's been a pleasure bringing you our life-changing program, Star Style, Be the Star You Are. We have you on our radar, as it's our goal to inspire, inform, entertain, and motivate you to be the star you were born to be. For more information, visit www.starstyleradio.com. And to make a donation to the charity, go to www.bethestaryouare.org. Ignite the flame that burns brightly within. Take charge of your life and coach yourself to success with our dynamic hosts, Cynthia Bryan and Heather Brittany, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Voice America Empowerment Channel for another serving of champagne for the spirit and a power boost to live with Star Style. Until we celebrate together next week, be the star you are.